If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 335 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. For this Thursday, I wanted to give a little therapy Thursday with some general life advice. I have spent a lot of my free time over the years online looking for free therapy, and one of my favorites of all time has come from a Reddit thread, of course, and the user Widebrem said, "Your island might be magnificent and filled with wonderful things, but that's how everyone else views their island too. Make the effort to build bridges and walk across to other people's islands. Even though it might be uncomfortable and scary, your own island will always be there and you can always get back to it." If you have been here since the beginning, you know I love a good metaphor, and this one truly hit me right in the kisser. I have spent the last 2 years figuring out how to be alone and thrive. I really do love being single, and I don't feel like I'm missing out on a damn thing that I did have in relationships, because I can finally offer that to myself. But that took a lot of work, and I'm not gonna lie, it has gotten to the point over the last 2 years that I have become so comfortable with my own company that I have completely stopped craving the company of others, which would be fine, but I like hanging out with people, and I know it's good for me and my mental well-being and my energy. But even though I know all that, it's still hard for me to hang out with people, even when I love and adore and enjoy those people. I do feel like if I ever get the vibe like I'm being forced to socialize with someone I have no connection with, it can feel like hell on earth. And the idea of small talk with a stranger that I will never see again lately has made me want to cry, even though that used to be one of my favorite things. But this quote, this one, the building bridges from your island, has reminded me of how much I really do love people. Even people who are and will remain strangers deserve to be visited on their islands. I used to be the most social bird on the planet. Pre-pandemic me made friends at every grocery store, in every bus stop, every queue or line that I stood in. I was the chit-chatting queen, and I love learning about strangers. It's like we live in a TLC documentary out here, and I am a curious person, so I love building bridges to people's islands and exploring what makes them sing. I love hearing about people's passions, and I also loved hearing about their boring-ass intricacies of their day-to-day life. People's islands are cool simply because they were different than mine, and I knew I didn't have to stay there because I could just take notes and borrow irrigation techniques and hopefully come back and visit someday soon. And your island is just that, it's yours, like the islands you create in Animal Crossing. You can always return to them. You can decorate your island and design it and modify it to your liking, and it can be your safe space for you to return to forever. You can even invite your favorites to come stay on your island, but as long as you remember, it will always be there for you. So be brave enough to leave once in a while. Because like in Animal Crossing, if you do abandon your own island for too long, sure, some weeds may pop up that need your attention, and maybe some basic relationships might need a little nurturing, but everyone will still be there waiting for you to return. And even though it's always a little extra work and maybe a little extra stress to actually get out and visit someone else's island, you should once in a while, because not only is there a lot of cool exploration to do over there, but there might also be new friends or experiences or delicacies that you've never heard of that you can bring with you when you go home to your island. Other people have spent their entire lives creating and curating their own dream islands, and you'll miss out on so much if you choose to only stay on yours. It's always going to be a little uncomfortable to leave your island at first. But once you start seeing how much you are missing by staying put, you'll regret not having built bridges sooner. The world is big, and so many people have magic to share with us, but we have to be brave enough to get out of our heads and off our own islands once in a while to find that magic. And while it's always going to be a bit scary to walk across a new bridge, bridges are typically pretty safe, and you never know, you may find yourself surprisingly inspired by the view. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.